It's Morning Edition here on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. Waitress, the fan favorite film from 2007, was adapted for the stage, and along with a wonderful score from Sarah Bareilles, Waitress, the musical, hit Broadway in 2016. It continues to entertain audiences on the Great White Way. But there's a new North American tour. It's heading to Boise, where it will play four performances at the Morrison Center. Bailey McCall stars as Jenna in Waitress, and we're lucky that she can spend a few minutes away from baking all those pies and waiting tables, and she joins us via Skype from New York. Bailey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. First off, congratulations. This is a new tour, and you're just about to launch the tour.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I was lucky to see Waitress in New York, and what struck me is that it doesn't really fit into any other genre or stereotypical type of musical. For certain, it is heartfelt, it's very funny, but I saw more than a few people wiping away tears. Tell us about Jenna.
Jenna's amazing, first of all. I've seen the show, I think, three times on Broadway, and I've loved it for a long time. Exactly what you were saying. I think it's, you know, people go into it thinking, oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, it's funny, and it is all of those things, but it has so much heart to it. And, you know, the story follows Jenna, and she's raw and vulnerable, and she sort of just bears her soul throughout the show. So it's really cool to see her sort of open up as the show goes on and to really see what's going on inside, whether it's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. She kind of just bears it all, which I think is really amazing and really powerful.
And she pours her heart into her pies.
We have the Pursuit of Happiness pie.
Okay.
We have, there's a lot of pies in here. But Pursuit of Happiness pie, My Husband's a Jerk chicken pot pie. That's a good one. but she does. She sort of uses these pies as an escape. You know, the opening number, What's Inside, which again is a unique opening to a musical because it's not the big number with everyone involved. You know, it's sort of pared down and you kind of see inside Jenna's mind. But she says, you know, people ask me what's in these pies and I'll tell you, but I'm not going to give away all my secrets basically, because my whole life is in here. My whole life is in this kitchen baked into these pies.
What's inside? Everyone wants to know what's inside. And I always tell them, but I feel more.
I want to give you a few moments to gush a little bit about the amazing composer, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh my gosh, she's incredible. I mean, one of the special things about this being a musical, you know, what separates it from the movie is these songs just take you to another place. And, you know, her music can access feelings and emotions that just the script doesn't do, I think, in my opinion. And it's cool to see a pop writer writing a musical, but I just think her lyrics and the music just meld perfectly and sort of give Jenna the ability to tell this story.
Do you have a favorite song in the show?
Oh my gosh. I feel like She Used to Be Mine is like an easy answer, but it's the moment where you really see Jenna just sort of drop everything and completely bear it all. And it's written in the lyrics so perfectly. Like, you almost don't even have to act because Sarah's written it so perfectly that the text and the action and the emotion just happens for you.
She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful
You're from Tennessee, yes?
Yes.
So I was looking at your tour schedule, and I see that you will be working, you'll be performing on Thanksgiving this year, as many performers do. But what's it like to be, yes, you're in a hit show, but you're away from family on such a day?
Yeah, it's tough. This will be my first time, I think, not being home for Thanksgiving. I think it'll be a special time to sort of create a new tradition with these people who, you know, are going to be family for the next 8 months.
I've got a quiz for you this morning.
Okay.
You ready? Three questions. Here we go. Number one, what do these people have in common? Amy Adams, Jennifer Aniston, and Lady Gaga.
Oh, my. I don't know. They're actors? That's bad.
All three were waitresses.
No way.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Number two, according to a Harris poll, America's favorite pie is apple pie. No surprise there. What is America's second favorite pie?
Key lime? Pumpkin.
There you go. Although some New Yorkers insist that pizza is a pie, but we won't go there. Okay, true or false, the Pilgrims served pumpkin pie at the first Thanksgiving.
False.
No, legend
is true?
Yes, legend is that's true. I was stunned.
No way.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so the best pie you ever had was what?
Oh my gosh. There's a little pie shop in Knoxville. It's called Buttermilk Sky Pies. And they make these little mini pies, sort of like a one serve pie. And they have a pie called I-40. It's amazing. It has like caramel, chocolate chips. I don't even know what all is in it, but it is amazing and it's unexpected. It's delicious. Well, that's my favorite.
Well, the next time you're home, you got to have a slice.
Exactly.
Bailey McCall stars in Waitress, about to launch their North American tour. Bailey, safe journey to you. We'll see you in Boise. It's been fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Flower.